Get ready to uncover, develop, and celebrate the greatest you can be. Welcome to the Live the Good Life Show with Sabrina Wright, connecting your physical and spiritual self. Sabrina is a holistic health and wellness advocate, consultant, encourager, and therapist here to help you dive into self-care so you can be your own greatest advocate. Could you use a little direction? Sabrina takes a holistic, multifaceted approach. No part of your well-being is left behind. We all want to feel healthy, happy, and whole. So let's get to it. The Live the Good Life Show starts now.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Live the Good Life Show. I'm your host, Sabrina Wright, and today I am super excited to introduce you to my guest, Lisa Hatch. She has become a very dear friend of mine, one of my favorite people, and our conversations are lively, are stimulating, and I wanted her to come on and let's liven you up and stimulate your thought processes and talk about health and the three R's of health. But let me tell you a little bit about Lisa. She's a plant-based living advocate. She's a holistic health coach. She's an environmental steward and a blue zone seeker. Lisa's always enjoyed helping people and empowering them to continually better themselves and their lives and the lives of those around them. Being a plant-based living advocate, holistic health coach, and environmentalist, as well as a blue zone seeker, she's partnered with a company, and that's where I met her, that is unequivocally committed to conscious, eco-friendly, organic, sustainable, and cruelty-free practices, along with their whole food, plant-based, non-toxic, natural products backed by science and lab-tested. And this allows her to positively impact countless lives. Being a part of this good for humans, good for animals, and good for the planet movement fills Lisa with pride and gratitude every single day. She is honored to guide, inspire, and she's done both for me, and support people to live longer, healthier lives and a healthier life that enables them to optimize their health, strengthen their wealth, be it physically, mentally, emotionally, socially, and spiritually, and create meaningful connections, all the while providing mentorship and leadership opportunities. Ultimately, she's giving back not only to her community and to her family, but to the world. And that's what fires her up and makes a difference in her life and in the lives of people that she interacts with, coaches, and does life with. So she believes that because together we are infinitely stronger, it is my honor, it is my sheer delight to welcome Lisa Hatch to the show. Hey, Lisa.
Hello, and thank you for the invitation. I love you, and I love our conversations, and I love that together we are impacting people's lives.
Absolutely, and really, that's what it's all about. Absolutely. So we've been talking a lot lately. Well, okay, so many people probably don't know you and haven't seen the show that we had done last year. And so they don't know your journey to where you are today and what led you to really caring about the environment, helping people to live a more vibrant, whole life. And I love the fact that it's about seeking togetherness, health together, optimizing together. I love the fact that it's collaborative. So if you would, I just was reminded before we get into the conversation, I'm so sorry, I'm just checking off my list here. Today's show, we're giving away $50 gift cards to any listener that's interested in the sustainable plant-based products that we are going to talk about, but where Lisa and I met in that company, Touchstone Essentials, we're giving away $50 gift cards. It's part of our giving back to you in hopes that you're going to take away from this episode simple health solutions and challenge and changes, the three R's, the changes that are going to be able to catapult you in strengthening and optimizing your life. Lisa, where did your journey first start in changing your health?
You know, I think I've always been conscious of my health. I, as a little girl, I was very active and I played competitive tennis. And I loved when I had the energy to play it in 120 degrees in Arizona and play in tournament. So I knew, like, I learned early on hydration was important. Even though I was drinking the water out of the aluminum tennis ball cans, we didn't know then, right? The aluminum in the cans, but the hydration portion, because it, you know, out on the court, it was even hotter than people sitting and watching. So I've always been like that. And then I've always been very compassionate. You know, I'm the one that saves the bugs and puts them outside and gets the lizard, puts them out. Like, I'm always saving things. And so I've always been wanting to live cruelty free. And as soon as I made the connection between what I was eating and how it got to my plate or into my glass, I very easily went completely plant-based. And in doing so, I did it initially for the cruelty-free part of it. But then once I, as time went on, we've learned so much about food and dairy and meat and inflammatory foods and all of these things about living dairy-free and living meat. Then there was a health component to it. So it was the cruelty and the health component. Then I had no idea the amount of how drastically animal agriculture was impacting our environment. So then it was like the third thing that made me just be not only wanting to live my life whole food plant-based, but also to be a resource for other people. Because I've tried lots of different foods, I've tried lots of different things. I want to be able to share articles and to be that, like I said, a resource for people. So that's how my journey began. It was over time, but it's always been initially from a compassionate standpoint, and then when you know more, you do more. No, when you know better, you do better. So the more I learned, the more I wanted to do better, not just for my own health, but for other people's health, the health of the animals and health of the planet, quite frankly.
Right. And I have to thank you because you have been a catalyst for pushing my education as well. And it's so enlightening to be able to have very thought-filled and dynamic conversations to actually work out the understanding of the thought process and changes that are made and how we really can take control and harness the health that we have, and we can change it. I think that's what gets overwhelming for a lot of people. And I know in my journey back when I had breast cancer issue in 2007 and then had a gallbladder issue in 2010 and was looking at surgeries and taking stuff out, it frightened me that I would be losing something and there was nothing to replace it. So it's like, okay, so if this is gone, then how am I going to be operating? And so really, there's so much information out there in health, and health is more, and we've talked about this quite a bit, health is more than food and exercise.
Yes.
so much more.
Those two are incredibly important, but there's so many other parts of overall health and well-being. Mm-hmm. Those are just two of the components of it, right?
True. And I think that our world has glamorized it over the years. And in that glamored picture that it has presented, it doesn't lend itself to common man. It doesn't lend itself to Jill or Joe having a vibrant life. They've either got to over the top, be a beast, become a beast, or they've got to, on the other spectrum, they've got to minimize food, and everything just seems from a place of lack, if you will. I can't do this and I can't do that and I can't do this. And it's like, where's the vibrancy of life and living?
Well, and if you look at what can you, like, flip it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Reframe that. What am I able to do? What am I fortunate enough to be able to eat? What am I lucky enough to be able to go do outside or whatever it is? So you just have to reframe it. And you just do a little bit at a time.
Right. And our show today is about encouraging people to really change that lens, even if it's just a little. And not only seeing, but thinking a little differently. And we've proven it in our relationship. We've experienced it in other relationships. And that is, you can't do it well alone. And you don't have to. That's the beauty. You don't have to.
Well, and connection and relationships are another part. So there's nutrition and there's hydration and there's movement and there's these different, but your social interactions and relationships and your connections with others is vitally important.
Mm-hmm.
So if people think about how simple, like really simplify it, I think so often, like what you were saying earlier, it gets so complicated and it's, oh, you have to do this and you have to do this and you can't do this and you can't do this. And it's, there's so much information, it's overwhelming. But if you keep it really simple, and that's why I think you and I were talking, like the three R's used back in the day were reading, writing, arithmetic. Now, as a former elementary school teacher, I always thought, ooh, that's not, you're not spelling those right. But anyway, it's phonetic, I suppose. It sounds right. So, and then there's reduce, reuse, recycle. Like people have really jumped on this three R's. Mm-hmm. But the three R's that you and I spend so much of our time with for ourselves, our families, our communities, the people we're working with, mm-hmm. is remove, replenish, and restore. Or rebalance, restore, rebalance. So if you think about it, simple, three R's, remove. You remove things that are not serving you well, serving your body well.
Mm-hmm. Serving your mind well, serving your emotions well. Exactly.
And it can be very, I mean, and it's a process. You don't just remove them all and then they're gone for good. This is just a continuous thing that we do, right? We don't mm-hmm. arrive at good health. You and I were talking about this yesterday. It's not a destination. It's an ongoing process mm-hmm. to just continue to better and improve and energize and get your tanks filled every day, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you remove things that don't, whether it's environmental toxins, whether it is toxic people in your life, whether it is, so you take out things so that there's room for replenishing them with goodness, with good whole food, organic nutrition, with good to the core quality people that absolutely fuel your soul. With good things around you, nature, mm-hmm. there's things in your home that bring you joy. So you replenish yourself and then you restore by doing things that keep you balanced, whether that's a yoga class, a meditation class, a walk, taking CBD oil, whatever is going to bring you into that homeostasis, into that balance, that restorative, rebalanced. It's really that simple. It does not have to be complicated. And you just do a little bit all the time. You don't have to do, you can do lots of things at once, or you can do a few things, or lots of things in a day, or a few things in a day. It does not need to be overwhelming. And it needs to be fun. There needs to be an element of fun and enjoyment and satisfaction.
That's terrific. And I really appreciate the simplicity of the way that you just gave us an overview of that. So we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about, where do you start? Where's the first place to start? And in addition to where's the first place to start, this is an opportunity for you to call in and ask Lisa or myself questions. The phone number is 1-800-930-2819. Lisa and I are here to take your calls. Also, too, if you want to call in and leave your name, phone number, and email address so that you are eligible for a $50 gift card. All right, when we come back, where do we start with these three R's of health?
So how do you value your self-worth? Join Dr. Pat and Sabrina Wright as they introduce Sabrina's holistic approach to self-care and inner peace. Get empowered to make decisions for yourself. Change your view of your own value and learn the tools for investing in who you're designed to be. Live the good life every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on The Dr. Pat Show featuring Sabrina Wright. To learn more, visit sabrinaiswright.com.
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Live the Good Life Show. I'm your host, Sabrina Wright, and today we've got Lisa Hatch in the house. I'm so excited. It just makes me happy all the time. And today we're talking the three R's of health. They're remove, replenish, and restore. Lisa, where does one begin? Because when you think about it, it's a complex concept that I could take ownership of my health and my life and transform it. Where would I start?
I think maybe because of my teaching background, I think if you were to make a chart, like make a circle and a pizza, if you will, and you made all like say 11, 12 different pieces of pizza, and each piece of pizza you put in, say these things that we were talking about, hydration, nutrition, motion, detoxification, connection, compassion, relaxation, appreciation, vision, transformation, and inspiration. And you filled in, so if you had your pizza, is it a full piece of pizza? Or is it just a little tiny, is it just the crust? How are you doing? It's a personal thing. How are you doing on your hydration? How are you doing on your staying connected to others? Mm-hmm. How are you doing on your transformation, which is like your personal growth and development? Are you spending time working on yourself, right? So you can be the best version of yourself. So that you can help others be the best version of and show up as the best version of yourself to others, right? And help them be the best version of themselves. So how are you doing? You can do a bar graph. You can do list them and rank how you're doing on a scale of 1 to 10. You want to keep them balanced. So if you're really, I would start with the one that you are, have just a little tiny crust, or maybe you're a 1 or 2 out of 10.
Okay.
And even then you start, if it's hydration, if you sit and you go hours and hours without taking a sip of water, and then you just chug it, right? And then it just whooshes through you, you're not giving your body a chance to hydrate your cells, right? At the cellular level. So then you just say, okay, I'm going to set a timer on my phone, or I'm on my Apple Watch, or whatever it is that, so you sip it all day. So you start small. Start with just a couple things. Don't give yourself a list of to-dos that is so long that you can't even begin to start checking them off. So start small, but really look at all aspects, you know, your social, emotional, physical, financial, however you want to divide your pie, but look at where you are not thriving as much as you'd like to be thriving. And you choose to start small, and you choose to make some changes, but you have to choose first. You have to decide, I want to choose this. I choose to be well. I choose to not hurt when I move my body. Next time I play volleyball, I choose whatever it is. So you start small. So look at all aspects of your life, whether you divide it like the list I read, or spiritual, emotional, physical, mental, financial, however you want to divide your, and everybody's different. Everybody's going to relate to something differently. Mm-hmm. And that's where talking about it with somebody else really becomes more powerful.
Exactly. And you find that when you start sharing, or I have, when you start sharing those challenges, those directions that you're going, the intentions that you're making some changes, it's remarkable how that attracts to you others who then are doing the same thing, doing something similar. And then you start building a community. And in that collective, then it just starts to, like yeast, it just starts to rise. It gets bigger, it gets bolder, it gets more vibrant. There's a sense of joy and energy and fun, right? It seems like, I don't know about you, but once I turned 60, it was like, okay, I get this. I've been working my tail off doing this. I've been creating that. I've been doing this. I've done that. I have this business, blah, blah, blah. And then it's like, well, wait a minute. Now I'm looking at everything else. And it's like, where's the fun in it? And when I'm asked to do things, I look at it first from the fun factor before I say yes. And then it's like, okay, I can do this. I want to do this. So I appreciate the perspective of taking a look at your life and your health and your well-being and taking that self-assessment. And I work with my clients that way. They come in for something specific, and we eat, first and foremost, we take that lifestyle assessment. And you find out where they are most unhappy, in a place of the greatest discomfort, possibly dealing with some dysfunctions systemically, or mentally just exhausted because they're challenged with a disease. And so quickly, the connections start to show up. And the place to begin is at the root cause of what the overall health, right? That overall health is showing. I was introduced a little more in depth this last year. I want to say, was it March or April? With the Blue Zone book. I'd heard about it. I knew a little bit about it, and we had a conversation, and I went out and I bought the book and started following Dan Buettner on Instagram, and you know where his travels were taking him all over the world, and how he talked about the different communities. And then it was like, okay, well, I'd like to think of myself as a foodie. But what I like to do is I like to experiment and I like to try things. So I bought their cookbook. And just trying a couple of recipes from each, what is it? Is it five zones?
Uh-huh.
Five zones, each of the zones. I started to see my perspective in other areas of my life begin to shift. Without me focusing on it.
Sabrina, share with your listeners what makes a blue, because not everybody knows. Like I think everybody knows about blue zones, but not everybody knows what constitutes a blue zone.
Why did I think you were gonna ask me that? The part that I really get excited about is that he breaks it down really quite simply, just like you did the pizza pie, right? So the blue zones are in a region in Sardinia, a mountainous highland, and it has the world's highest concentration of male centurions. There's a place in Greece, an island in Greece.
Korea.
Uh-huh. Costa Rica. Now, I've heard of a number of people who are moving to Costa Rica lately. There is a place,
Okinawa,
Japan. And then there's a place in California called Loma Linda. Uh-huh. And these people live 10 years longer than any other North American counterpart, which is fascinating. And the components of a blue zone, I think there's like seven, nine.
There's nine. Eight. Four of them have eight, and then four of them have nine, and then the Seventh-day Adventists don't have the ninth one because they don't drink alcohol.
And what it is, it's lifestyle habits. And these habits are of the world's healthiest, longest living people. And what I appreciate is the simplicity of this. So it's move naturally. That does not mean that you're out pumping iron every single day or you're training for a marathon. What it means is that you're in a state of movement constantly. So that means you're gardening or you're cleaning the house, or let's say you go and you meet your network, your social network, and you walk to that meeting. It's all kinds of additional movement outside of exercise. Another component is your purpose. Do you know why you get up every single morning? What gets you out of bed? Another one is, he calls it downshifting, and it is taking stress out of your life. And we all have learned over the past, 20 months, that stress leads to chronic inflammation. And that is what is associated with every major age-related disease. So manage your stress. And there are, so get this, the Sardinians do a happy hour. There are some people who take a nap every single day. There's an 80% rule, and that has to do with stop eating when you're satiated, which is typically 80% full. You're not hungry, you're satisfied. You're not overeating, you're satisfied. Then there's a plant slant, which means beans, legumes, more plants, the better. Oh, here's the one you were talking about. Wine after five, at five. And it is just drink 1 to 2 glasses a day of wine with friends, over food. And it's not all in one day. It's throughout the week. It's throughout the week. And then it's community. I'm appreciating that the most these past couple of years, is how new communities are starting up, how communities are becoming more vibrant. And it now is where, instead of being a community of people at the gym, neighborhoods are starting to flourish. People are living on their front porches and in their front yards now more than in the backyard. Loved ones, it's family, friends, it's all of that. And then make sure that you've got a tribe. Find your tribe. What brings happiness, social interactions, similar health behaviors, similar beliefs. Find your social network. And then, what's the best word? What's the best adjective? Revel in all of those things. Oh, that's another R. Okay. That would be a replenishing and restoring and reveling in all of that. The book is really good. I enjoyed it. The cookbook I play with. It's fun.
Yes.
But yeah, so we make one small decision to do different and to do better. And then what?
And then you add more. You know, you go to the next thing that you want to work on, or the next area that you feel you're not as fulfilled in, or it's not bringing you as much joy. If you're struggling with moving your body, mm-hmm. Don't say, I'm going to go run. I'm going to go, if you don't like to run, like hula hoop. If you like to hula hoop, hula hoop. If you like to play golf, play golf. If you like to swim, go swim. If you want to swim in the open ocean, mm-hmm. open water swim in a pool. Everybody, we're all different. Find what works best for you. That's the biggest thing. You can't pay attention to what everybody else is doing, because we all have different likes and dislikes.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So I think you figure out which areas you want to work on, where you're choosing to really focus, and then you start expanding. So you start filling up those pieces of the pie or the pizza pan, right? So that they're all about the same and they're all balanced, so that you feel very balanced emotionally, financially, physically, mentally.
Okay, that's great.
And that replenishes, that's like, we need to nourish our bodies. So if you think of the remove as like what you were saying earlier, you take things away that are not serving you, which is what I said. And then you leave some of the food on your plate. So you pay attention. You got to pay attention to your body. You really have to know your body. But when you're removing things, it's not lack. It's because then you'll have more room for others to invite in, right? more space in your head, more places on your calendar to do things with other people, mm-hmm. because you're not doing with toxic people or negative people or grumpy people. You have more room to fill it with positive, enriching and people that make you feel good.
Great.
Replenish. That's you have to nourish your body, but it's not just nourishing from food. You want to nourish your body, your whole body. So you want to nourish it with positive thoughts. You are a big journaler. That is something that people can do. And all these things, sipping more water, journaling, free, taking a walk outside, free. You do not have to spend a lot of money to improve your health. You do not need to go buy all the crazy equipment and join a very expensive gym and buy all the fanciest of fancy French food. Like it doesn't have to be expensive.
No.
But you just have to start. You just have to start. And you just slowly keep adding as much as you can do. Like, just do what you can do. Some people can make lots of changes in a day, in a week, in a month. Other people need to take it more slowly. It's your journey. You take your time to do it. So once you figured out the areas where you would like to improve, or you're not being as fulfilled or enjoying as much, then you figure out things that you're going to do in those areas. And then you start building and building and building. Like, it's like you're growing your community. You know, it just keeps growing and growing and growing. And before you know it, you feel energized. You wake up in the morning and you're not tired and you are ready to greet the day. It's transformative. It is absolutely transformative. Because when you do those first two things, and then you do things to make sure that you are balanced, not just balanced in your social, emotional, hydration, detoxification, connection, whatever you've done for your pie or your graph. You also want to make sure that your body is very balanced, that you are balanced mentally and physically, spiritually, like all of it. And that's that restorative, like you...
And that's, Lisa, that's a great place to take a break, because when we come back, then we'll talk a little bit more about that restorative place. So call in with your questions, 930-2819. And also leave a name, phone number, and email address so that we can give away some $50 gift cards. And when we come back, how to replenish, how to restore, and how to balance our health. And we'll be right back.
Who taught you or your kids how to handle stress? That's right, no one. I'm combat veteran Deb Lewis, and I'm on a mission to change that. My new children's book, Why is Pono Not Pono Today, is set in Hawaii. Lovable characters, Pono the Bull and his friend Kuleana, show us how a stressful situation ends happily. Look closer to reveal powerful ways to handle all types of stress. Start loving your stress-filled life today. Go to mentallytoughwomen.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts. Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Life can be demanding, but sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud. Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free coaching consultation with me at ellenwyomingdeloy.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Live the Good Life Show. Today, my guest is Lisa Hatch, and we're talking about the three R's of health: remove, replenish, and restore, and how it is so much more than just food and exercise. It's really a lifestyle. And Lisa, there was a question that we got over the break about the overwhelm and the fact that with everything that's going on in life and our desires to move ourselves forward in a healthy way, taking that self-assessment, there are 8 or 9 things that we're looking at. And it's quite easy to fall into analysis paralysis and that horrible place of comparing myself to someone like you or someone like Dan Buettner or anybody else. It's that comparison piece. How do we go about navigating through that, especially when we have no idea what to expect as we start to make these changes?
First of all, I think it's the buddy system. It always helps to have somebody else doing it with you, mm-hmm. Or an accountability partner, or mm-hmm. somebody that is there to encourage you and cheer you on, and you to reciprocate, right? So mm-hmm. But you really have to know yourself. If you do tend to get overwhelmed and compare and do all those things that you just described, then even if you do one thing differently, you just say, I am going to be, for the next 2 weeks, I'm going to make a concerted effort to hydrate my body. And I'm going to sip water all day long. And I'm going to set a time. And then pretty soon you won't have to use the timer. So I think if you just, you make a list is what you do. You write it down. Write it on post-its, put reminders around, put a reminder on your phone. Do whatever you need to do to make sure that you, and it could just be, you're just focusing on one thing. Like I said earlier, some people can do multiple things at a time. Some people want to do two. Some people just want to do one. Whatever it is that works best for you, not what your friend's doing. You and your friend or your accountability partner or your health coach or whoever your therapist, whoever you're working with, they're going to do something differently, right? So yeah, you got to make sure you're doing what's going to work for you. So you just do one thing at a time. I mean, when I got my health coaching certification, they said, if there's one thing you can do for your client is to help them lower their stress. If you do that, you have absolutely changed their life for the good, for the better, by far. No question. Mm-hmm. So that's where I think if you look at your life, all aspects of your life, whether you do the spiritual, emotional, physical, or you do the hydration, nutrition, that connection, and however you want to look at it, whatever works for you, to look at. How, if it's a something, but it's got to be a whole, and there's all those different parts. It could be cogs in a wheel. It could be whatever. Mm-hmm. Once you've determined that and where you want to improve, where you you're choosing to improve, then you start, make a list of the things you want to work on. You don't have to do them all at one time. Do something for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month, whatever it takes for it to become just very much a part of your daily habit and routine. Mm-hmm. And then add something else. Do what you can tolerate, not what your friends are doing, not somebody else in your family, living in the same household as you. Mm-hmm. You, this is your own personal journey. And when you do these kinds of things, you are going to become more in touch with yourself.
Oh, exactly. And what I like to do is offer a 20-minute call and let's talk about where to begin. Let's take that self-health assessment together and let's talk about a game plan. And you're right. It's not about taking the bull by the horn and taking a huge bite out of it, because more times than not, you are going to hit that overload. You're going to start to be critical and analyze everything. And then what happens is you freeze.
And then it's not lasting. And then you, oh, that didn't work. And then you give up. And that's natural. I mean, that's just what we do.
Mm-hmm. I mean, our bodies were made to protect us and keep us safe. And when we're anxious and overwhelmed, that's part of the process, is we have a tendency to shut down. And then we just kind of regroup, take a breather. And that's why coaches, that's why what I do, what you do, that's why it's so important, because we just help you manage that walk one step at a time. And it really is, as you had said, a health journey, which is over a lifetime.
Yes.
Think about what you've done and where you've come from to be here today. And then imagine where you want to be in the future, and then partner with us.
Yes.
We have tools and resources and solutions that are going to help you walk this journey with more ease, greater balance, much more clarity, and really connected to yourself. Really connected to yourself. And I think that since last year, we've been given this reboot or this unplug. I've said that the whole time. It's been an unplug. We had been on that hamster wheel, if you will. We'd been on that treadmill at 5 bazillion miles an hour. And we were neglecting ourselves. We were neglecting our families. We were neglecting all kinds of things. So if you want to grasp the concept of lack, that's, grasp it that way. So now take a look at the vibrancy and the fullness of how you can create that new life, create that better life. And you know what? Lock arms with us.
Well, and when you're saying create that better life, where you feel better, you move better, you're more content, you're more fulfilled, you are more energized, you are more really true to who you are.
Exactly.
And instead of saying, okay, I want this, I want to work out. Okay, so I want to work out more. I want to see my friends more. Change. There's something that Sabrina and I have had the pleasure of listening to a gentleman speak, I don't know, half a dozen times. Mm-hmm. And every time I hear him speak, and I know you agree, Sabrina, it is so powerful and impactful. And one of the first things he will say is, I invite you to replace the word want with choose. I choose to move my body more. I choose to gather with my friends more. I choose to nourish my body in a healthier way. So when you say choose, it's the whole subconscious brain. It is, and I think you're going to have him on one of your shows. So it will be, talk about transformative. But when you're making, when you're working, when you're doing your list, and when you're figuring out what you really what you really are choosing to focus on. Choose. I choose. Make a list. I choose and make a list of all the things you're choosing. Put it somewhere where you can see it every single day. It's like a vision board.
Exactly. And those choices are not only activities, but their thoughts, their emotions, their lifestyle. So a couple of things that are on mine are that I choose love and forgiveness. I choose peace and joy. I choose to extend grace and mercy. And in doing all of that, you receive it back.
And you can add to it. Add to it. It's like what you're doing with your list of where you're choosing to be more balanced in your life. Uh-huh. You're going to keep thinking, I would really love to not hurt when I paddleboard. So what are the things so that's another thing he says, have outcomes instead of goals. Because outcomes, what are you going to do to achieve that outcome? We can have goals all day long, right? Where's the action?
What's the roadmap to those?
What are the steps
to attain that? Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So talk about simplicity. Let's talk about simplicity. Exchange the word choose for want, right? So you So remove want from your vocabulary. Just take it. Just don't have want in your vocabulary, and instead use the word choose, and have outcomes instead of goals. Mm-hmm. And then when you have outcomes, what are the steps? Just like when you say, I choose to improve my life financially. Okay, what are those choices? What are you going to do? What are the action steps? Same thing here. What are the action steps you're going to take to achieve those outcomes?
Perfect.
And then last thing he says is, instead of saying, I don't know, like I'm sure you get that when you're talking with people, mm-hmm. and that you ask them a question, where do you think that you are experiencing dissatisfaction in your life, or you're not as joyous as you, I don't know. So he will say, instead of saying, I don't know, I choose to know.
Yes. Yep. Perfect.
And it manifests. I mean, it's kind of magical when you do those.
It really is. And those simple changes start to reframe your mindset.
Yes.
Another thing is going to be managing your stress, making sure that you're getting really good sleep. And Lisa, I just want to thank you so much. We could be going on and on and on for this, but we've got to wrap up. I'm going to have you back. Definitely going to have you back.
And I want your listeners to call you for that 20 minute quick. It's like a clarity call is what I like. It's a clarity call.
Yep, absolutely. And my phone number is 360-624-1585, or you can reach out on my website, therightbalance.com. Lisa, I want to thank you so much for your time, your wisdom, and your insight. And you just bless me every time we get together.
Oh, thank you. I feel the same
about
you.
Thank you, everyone. And you're listening to Live the Good Life Show with Sabrina Wright, and today with Lisa Hatch. Thanks, everyone, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Thanks again.
Thank you for listening to the Live the Good Life Show with Sabrina Wright. Tune in on the second Thursday of next month at 11 a.m. Pacific for more tips, tricks, and insights to help you invest in your best self. Find balance in your lifestyle and watch yourself evolve into who you're meant to be. For more information about Sabrina and her services, visit therightbalance.com. That's therightwrightbalance.com.